Good morning. So my subject is equinox, but the title is Celebrating Spring. Equinox, March 19th, our official beginning of spring. So I have to ask, of course, is this really spring? I mean, is the weather spring-like? We dodged the St. Patrick's Day snowstorm, but you know there's one or two left. None of us are so foolish as to plant tomatoes or anything like that. But here's this date, and we celebrate spring. How might we do that? Pagans recognize many natural and spiritual powers, and they dedicate the vernal equinox to Ostara, or variously spelled and probably with some kind of accent, Oestra or Oestra, who is the Germanic goddess of spring and dawn. Now, you've sensed that already. Much of the spring worship in our culture has been transferred to Easter. The responsive reading touched on all the themes that we will continue to visit this spring. Longer, warmer days, the beginning of the growing season, new energy. Almost all Ostara rituals celebrate fertility. For example, the picture on the order of service depicts a tree spirit, perhaps a dryad. We worship the forces of nature. I think Jody came up with that. She was very pleased to share that with us. One of the most popular Ostara practices is coloring eggs, the ultimate symbol of rebirth and new life. We've been thinking about eggs. You might think of the traditional patterned Ukrainian psanki, Greek Easter eggs are dyed red to commemorate Christ's blood. My family favored pastel colors in dyes you could buy in the grocery store. But this is a ritual so firmly implanted in our celebration of Easter that I don't really want to invoke it here. We're just grateful that the bunny rabbits can stop increasing and multiplying long enough to deliver the eggs. And let's leave it at that for a couple of weeks. Another practice has to do with planting seeds and growing flowers. And we've just meditated on the seeds we might be planting and nurturing. Unitarian Universalists explicitly think about flower symbolism in their practice of flower communion. This ceremony was initiated in Czechoslovakia in 1923 and brought to the US sometime shortly thereafter. Each person brings a flower to church, enjoys it during the service, and takes a different one home with them. This sharing celebrates the gifts of spring, the gifts of beauty, human uniqueness, diversity, but also community. In the UU church where I grew up, flower communion was our official ritual of Easter Sunday. Here we have celebrated flower communion later in the spring, when there is admittedly more variety of blossoms, and I meant to ask our worship chair if we have one of those scheduled for this spring. Maybe not. It's been a while since we've done that service, but it can be very inspiring. And we shouldn't forget the tradition of spring house cleaning. This is a season of new beginnings and a fresh start. Sweep away the old dust, breathe clean air. But for me, housekeeping is a painful and private ritual, and I'll let you accomplish that in your own way, in your own time. So what do we have that is specific to equinox itself? For me, the equinox evokes balance. We try to establish work-life balance by setting boundaries and investing in self-care. There are so many priorities demanding our attention, and these become voices for me, clamoring in my head. I've got to-do lists, and then questions. Why did you do this? Why didn't you do that? Eat this. No, don't eat that. Yeah. Constantly harping. I seek balance by trying to step away from those parts and settling into a calm, compassionate, and authentic center. We seek balance by setting aside our sacred space and creating a restful place in the center of the four directions, where each of the elements has its place. Our meditation teachers tell us that the inner monkey mind never shuts up entirely. But we can ask those voices to step aside for just a minute or two, and we can touch into a universal energy and life force. I like creating a sacred circle in Meadville because you probably have had occasion to notice or notice today, the city grid is not completely aligned north-south. It's just, it's a little bit off. As we orient ourselves away from the front door, I like it, we're not facing the street plan or the grid, or at least of the center of the city, and we step outside of the framework of day-to-day activities and concerns. We shift our point of view. The celebrations of Wicca help us to notice, to say, here's where we are in the year, here's where I am in this day, here's my center, here is this earth. And incorporating these ceremonies are a part of our sources of learning and our principles of the interconnected web. And although those principles are being redefined as we speak, they have always spoken to me and to many UU pagans. So on this day, we celebrate a moment of balance in the cycle of the seasons and give gratitude for the peace it might bring. As the Wiccans say, blessed be, amen, shalom.